This was a game filled with incident and talking points, and in the end, Harps were relieved to take the point. Their equaliser came with just 6 minutes remaining, Rory Keating scoring from the penalty spot after he was pushed at a corner kick by Wexford keeper Graham Doyle. It was a controversial conclusion to a game that for so long was dominated by the home side. But that all changed just before half-time when Harps defender Keith Cowan was sent off. The big centre-half was shown a straight red card by the match referee Ben Connolly after raising his hand to the face of Danny Furlong after the two players squared up to each other on halfway. Furlong threw himself to the ground and after a lengthy melee involving players from both sides, Cowan was dismissed and Aidan Keenan of Wexford was yellow carded for his involvement in the brawl. Strangely, Danny Furlong escaped any punishment despite clearly manhandling Cowan himself. The game turned on that incident. Suddenly, Harps lost their hold on the contest and in the second half, they struggled to impose themselves on the game. In the first half, they'd played some decent football and Keating, back from suspension, had two good chances while Cowan had a goal ruled out for a push towards the end of the first half. Wexford, with an extra man, carried more of a threat in the second half and after Eric Malloy shot wide, they went in front on 65, Killian Cantwell came up from the back to head home a Dean Broder's free kick. Harps threw on Sean McCarron and new signing Kevin Boner for his debut and both players had an impact. McCarron offered another option coming forward and they sneaked an equaliser on 84 minutes when Doyle was penalised for a needless foul at a corner kick. Rory Keating kept his nerve to fire home from the spot for his third goal of the season. Then right at the death, new signing Boner saved Harps at the other end with a wonderful goal line clearance. Final score, it was Finn Harps 1, Wexford Youths 1.